Welcome back, everyone, to our deep dive series. Great job getting through that frustration filter task, turning those tricky moments into some real clarity.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that clarity is the perfect setup for what we're tackling today.
Exactly. Today, we're diving into something we're calling identity crossing. This is kind of a pivotal moment for you, really.
Yeah.
It's all about getting a clear picture of who you are as a leader right here, right now.
It's fundamental, isn't it? The core idea is pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really chart where you're going until you first, you know, define where you're actually standing.
Right. Pinpoint your location first.
Precisely. And what's really key here is understanding that leadership, well, it isn't just some formal title you get handed. It's not just for the boardroom.
Okay.
It's more of a way of being. It shows up in everything you do.
Like how? What sort of things?
Well, think about just navigating your day-to-day life, making those sometimes tough decisions, maybe how you inspire your kids if you have them, or even just how you manage your morning routine, get yourself going.
Huh. So even motivating yourself through a personal challenge.
Absolutely. That is leadership. You're already leading in, well, probably countless ways you don't even fully recognize yet.
Okay, I see. So this identity crossing, it's not about impressing anyone else.
Not at all. This is purely personal. An honest inventory just for you. No judgment allowed, okay? It's about reflecting, not seeking validation.
So the goal is establishing your baseline, understanding your starting point.
Exactly that. Wow. Build that self-awareness, ground your growth. It's all foundational for that leadership development plan you're building.
Okay, so how do we actually do this? How do you start this inventory?
Right, let's get practical. It breaks down into two main parts, really.
Okay.
First, you're going to identify your guiding stars. Think of these as your inherent leadership talents, the skills you already possess, your natural strengths.
Guiding stars. I like that. So like how I organize my day or maybe how I support colleagues.
Perfect examples. Or how you motivate yourself. Maybe how you handle disagreements when they pop up, those kinds of things. And it's not just about naming the big strength like time management. You want to dig a bit deeper.
Deeper how?
Pinpoint the specific enabling skills that make that strength work. So for time management, maybe the enabling skills are discipline and prioritization.
Ah, okay. So the underlying skills. What if you're good at sorting out arguments?
Good one. Then your enabling skills might be things like active listening and empathy. See how that works? You're getting specific.
Yeah, yeah, you see. It's about the building blocks behind the strength. Okay, so that's the strengths, the guiding stars. What's the second part? The flip side.
That's what we're calling your uncharted territory. These are the areas where you see potential for growth or maybe skills that feel like they're missing right now.
Uncharted territory.
Okay.
So not weaknesses, but opportunities.
Exactly. Opportunities for expansion. Maybe you notice you tend to take on way too much, you know, personally and end up feeling burned out. That's a signpost.
I think many of us can relate to that one.
Right. Or maybe you find your motivation just vanishes when life throws you a curveball. That's another clue pointing towards uncharted territory.
So for those challenges, we identify the missing skills.
Uh-huh. Like for the burnout example, a missing skill might be boundary setting. For losing motivation, perhaps it's about building resilience.
Makes sense.
And here's something interesting. You can actually get some help naming these things, both the enabling skills for your strengths and the missing ones for your challenges.
Oh, yeah. How?
Well, AI tools, things like ChatGPT or Gemini, they can be surprisingly helpful.
Really? Using AI for self-reflection?
Yeah, think of it like a thought partner. It can help you articulate those skills, put names to things that might feel a bit fuzzy when you're just thinking about them internally. It can sometimes speed things up.
Huh, that's a really modern twist on self-discovery.
Okay.
Okay, so you identify guiding stars, enabling skills, uncharted territory, missing skills. Mm-hmm. What do you do with all that insight?
You capture it. The deliverable here is your identity crossing inventory. Think of it as your current leadership blueprint.
And where does this go?
We recommend putting it right into your LDP Google Sheet. Just create a new tab for it. It becomes the next critical piece of your ongoing plan.
Got it. A new tab, identity crossing inventory, really lays the groundwork.
It absolutely does. Look, knowing who you genuinely are as a leader right now, that's honestly the first and maybe the most courageous step you can take.
Towards becoming that visionary leader you aspire to be.
Precisely. The self-awareness, it's what empowers real, authentic action. It's the solid foundation for all the growth that's coming your way. It's powerful stuff.